This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Acts chapter 18, verse 18 through chapter 20. What's happening? Opposition is a constant theme throughout Acts. The gospel is opposed by Jews, local government officials, other religions, and everyday people. But the greatest test is still before Paul, who desires to go straight to the heart of opposition in Jerusalem and then to Rome. But before Paul faces outside opposition from Rome and Jerusalem, he must first face inside opposition from the Jesus movement itself. In two back-to-back stories, we read about a man named Apollos and 12 disciples who only know the baptism of John the Baptist. John's baptism was about preparation and expectation, but now the fulfillment has come in the kingdom brought by Jesus. And as the kingdom spreads, opposition follows. After 3 months of teaching in Ephesus, a city steeped in sorcery and idol worship, Paul turns his attention from the Jews to the mixed public. God grants Paul extraordinary miracles that overturn the Ephesians' way of life. They stop worshiping idols, quit practicing sorcery, and publicly burn their expensive scrolls of spells. This causes a massive riot instigated by those whose idol-making businesses are hurt by Paul's teaching. A huge crowd seizes Paul's companions, drags them to a public theater, and chants praise of their deity Artemis for 2 hours straight. The opposition against the gospel comes to its highest point in a farewell speech Paul gives to the elders of the Ephesian church. In this speech, Paul says he is going to Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit has all but guaranteed him that he will be imprisoned and persecuted upon arrival. Yet, Paul goes with confidence. Where is the gospel? Jesus promises that his church will be persecuted because he was persecuted. Paul says joining Jesus in his suffering is good news because it confirms that you will also join him in his resurrection. Jesus also says that his kingdom will be like the tiniest mustard seed that, when planted, becomes the largest plant in the garden. As Paul and his small movement are persecuted in city after city, we continue to hear reports that the church is growing. Persecution becomes positive proof that God is with them. It is the way God grows the church. This shouldn't surprise us. The idea that opposition leads to growth is found at the heart of the gospel. Jesus was opposed unto death, but after the seed of his body was planted in the ground, he rose to create a massive harvest of those saved from death. Ultimately, the good news of this passage is that no religious infighting or opposition, no societal authority or movement, no demonic power or stronghold can stand in the way of the kingdom Jesus is building. The death and resurrection of Jesus prove that regardless of how we might be suffering, God is and can work good out of it. I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who cannot be conquered by any amount of opposition, and may you see Jesus as the one who turns persecution into victory in his death and resurrection.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.